I'm Matt Dixon, and welcome to the Purple Patch Podcast. The mission of Purple Patch is to empower and educate every human being to reach their athletic potential. Through the lens of athletic potential, you reach your human potential. The purpose of this podcast is to help time-starved people everywhere integrate sport into life. Well, I'm 50 years of age, and you'll know that if you've been listening to the show recently. So what does that mean for me? Well, when I was a puppy, all I really cared about was sports performance, getting faster, trying to make the Olympic team, trying to be a successful pro. I was kind of middling at both of those. But now things have evolved a little bit for me, because as I sit in my situation now and look ahead, I care about showing up every day with great energy, being able to bring my best to all the things that are important to me. But I'm also thinking about the future, future-proofing myself against all major illness, making sure that I can have the highest quality of the years, however long I'm here, ahead of me, that I can pick up the luggage and throw it on the carry-on, that I can roll around with backs to my kid as much as I possibly can, fighting, wrestling, playing football, whatever it might be. It's about quality of life, and it's about performance across all aspects of life. And I also want to stay as fast as I can in the stuff that I love to do, because I'm still a pretty competitive guy. Now, maybe you're a little bit like me. What do? Well, I adopt lots of positive habits. I reduce my alcohol, especially in the week. I make sure that I move my body every day. But another tool that I use, and I'm not paid to do this, another tool that I use is Inside Tracker. By taking a look inside at biometrics, what I get is a clear landscape of the things that I can't see. And that enables me, with the action plan that's delivered via the team of scientists and experts at Inside Tracker, of actionable things that I should take on and do to try and improve my platform of health. It enables me to get focus, filter out some of the noise, and get action-based and focused. It's incredibly powerful. And guess what? You can be just like me if you'd like. Nope, joking aside, you can take advantage of Inside Tracker as well. All of my athletes that I coach do, and so I think that you should as well. All you need to do is head to insidetracker.com/purplepatch. That's insidetracker.com/purplepatch. And while you're there, feel free to use this code. It will get you 20% off the store. Purple Patch Pro 20 is exactly the code that I use. All right, let's get on with the show. And welcome to the Purple Patch Podcast. As ever, I'm your host, Matt Dixon. And today, we're going to talk about performance. Not just any performance, high performance, elite performance. And not just in athletics, in anything that is important to you. If you want to show up your best consistently and predictably, if you want your team to show up and deliver results, no matter what arena we focus on, I've learned something that's important. Now, I learned it across 2 decades of coaching. It took a while, but it's a very simple premise. Performance is performance. Now, we're going to dig into that subject today. We're going to unpack the concept so that we can set a route for you to help set your best approach to yield predictable and consistent results, or maybe consistent and predictable purple patches. That's really our mission of what we want to do at this organization. Before we get going, it's going to be a fun one. Hopefully, it's going to be a little inspirational, but also set that path for your high performance for you. I think first we should do a little bit of Matt's musings. Yes, Barry, it is Matt's musings. And first, we're going to do a little bit of an update for high performance listeners. Today's show is all about that, developing sustained high performance. And as you're going to hear in today's show, I never set out to coach executives and leadership teams, but the years of coaching led me into this arena. Well, I'm delighted to announce that now we have formalized lessons and applications of elite athletic coaching that are all tailored into the corporate and leadership setting. If your organization are seeking a performance edge, want to deliver a results-driven and high-performance culture within your teams, or simply want every member of your leadership team to show up performance-ready on a daily basis, feel free to reach out. I'm available keynote presenting, and we have a suite of performance-focused programs for leadership teams and broader organizations. Now, I should point out that the Purple Patch Leadership Program is not corporate wellness. It isn't executive coaching. This is about elite performance, and it has applied elite athletic coaching to the business world. I've learned a lot over the last 20 years of doing this. And so naturally, this is the next organic step. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you're interested, feel free to reach out to the regular address, info@purplepatchfitness.com. Just let them know that you're interested in having a discussion. We can see whether I can maybe be of service to your organization. Second, I want to talk in Matt's musings about triathlon performance a little bit. If you go and Google any aspect of triathlon performance, you're going to get 15 different results from 15 different opinions. And many of those people seemingly have pretty good credibility and expertise. How do you get faster at open water swimming? How do I improve my running off the bike? Whether it's training, strength, nutrition, fueling, recovery, racecraft, equipment, the list goes on. There is a storm of information, and in that storm is a blizzard of contradictory advice. It's confusing. It's time consuming. In a life that's already full of plenty of stress and many competing demands, I imagine it must be tough for you to really know where to place your focus, what to prioritize on, so that you can get the results that you want. Well, at Purple Patch, we leverage my two decades of experience of unlocking performance in athletes just like you, including more than 1,500 time-starved athletes that have qualified to world championship events. And the Purple Patch Tri-Squad is a program that is specifically tailored and designed for you. Because our mission is not just to deliver a comprehensive training program that works with life demands, but we also cut through the noise. We filter out the distractions. We simplify things so that you can action on the behaviors and the habits that are actually going to yield a return of investment of your effort. I want you to get faster. Just because you're time starved doesn't mean you should compromise. All it takes is a little innovation, a little bit of pragmatism, and smart, effective work. And so whether you want to become a part of our Tri-Squad or you want to get involved with the more personalized touch of one-to-one coaching, we have your back. Feel free to reach out. It's three simple steps for you. Set up a consultation. That's complimentary, of course. We'd love to understand your challenges and goals. We could have you on plan within 24 hours. And you know what? We back you, and we also back ourselves. If you don't love it, and we're confident you will, we'll give you a 30-day money-back guarantee, and you can just say adios if you don't think it's a program for you. I promise you, we do it. We've got a great community, and we'd love to have you be a part of it. All right, guys, that keeps us almost ad-free on the Purple Patch podcast, and so I appreciate you listening to us and have the endorsement, but now I want to carry on with the education. Let's do Word of the Week.
We like the way he thinks, serious with a wink. Let's open the book, it's time to take a peek. It's the Dictionary Word of the Week.
Yes, it is Word of the Week, and this week, 1974. Goodness me, what a year it was. And I know what you're thinking, it was the year that I was born. But that's not why we're going to focus on that number this week for Word of the Week. You see, in American football, that's not the real football, my English friends. In American football, in that year's Super Bowl, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback was named Len Dawson. Some of you guys will remember Len Dawson. Very good player. But there is a wonderful image, and we'll pop it in the show notes. There was a wonderful image at halftime of the Super Bowl. And there was Len Dawson sitting down, recuperating, getting primed for the second half. And in his hand, a cigarette. Yes, to open up the lungs, ladies and gentlemen, a perfect halftime break, a nice Marlboro Red. The starting quarterback at the Super Bowl. Can you imagine that happening now? Patrick Mahomes having a puff to clear his lungs? Well, it's fair to say that sports have evolved. And what it takes to win now is very different than what it took in 1974. But the same could be said around business. It used to be the case that good enough was good enough, but it certainly isn't anymore. It's more competitive. It's more challenging. You need to step up consistently. You can't just get on the treadmill, go through the day-to-day, and finally arrive at that utopia of the corner office. Things have changed. The demands are higher, and we need to meet those demands. And so I want that you to lock that in your head. It ain't, as the word of the week though is this week, 1974 anymore. Now, it is imperative that if we are going to be great in whatever is important to us, we bring an elite mindset, a professional approach, so that we can upskill, meet the demands, and have capacity to step up when we need to. And so, 1974, that is our word of the week. And with that, Barry, it brings us lovely into the meat and potatoes. Yes, the meat and potatoes, ladies and gentlemen. And today, I'm going to start this off with a story about two Purple Patch pros. One of the pros had great talent. In fact, when I reflect, perhaps the most talented so far as physical gifts that I probably ever coached. And yet she failed to convert her potential into consistent world-class results and victories. It just didn't happen for her. The other pro, Sarah Pianpiano. She was much less talented so far as physical gifts. But she overcame that starting from behind and went on to have more than a decade's worth of a professional triathlon career at the very highest level of performance. Multiple Ironman victories, the second fastest US Ironman finish ever. Top 10 at the Hawaii Ironman World Championships multiple times. Now, I've talked about her on this show many times. She was full of grit, and it would be easy just to stop there. Yeah, she's tough. She's gritty. But that doesn't tell the story. That's not the differentiator, because grit is an important part of it. But the true catalyst of her enduring success were actually based more in her good practices and habits. She was highly coachable across all of the areas of her team, whether it was nutrition, strength training, or me as the overall head coach. She was incredibly consistent, looking after herself, making sure that she got enough recovery, thought about her fueling, her hydration, and other key performance habits. She had a wonderful ability to prioritize, shifting and reducing the noise into simple and actionable. She was a great team player. She was selfless and thought beyond herself, so that she actually, ironically, perhaps feeling paradoxically, actually increased her individual performance levels and many more aspects. Now, as you listen today, I want you to think about Sarah Pianpiano, because she wasn't the athlete that I coached who had the greatest gifts. She wasn't some genetic phenom. She actually developed traits and habits that became the catalyst of a hurricane of performance over many years. And we can learn a lot from the story and the approach of Sarah in our lives, not because we're trying to become world-class athletes, but we are seeking to adopt an elite approach to whatever is important to us. Now, I know that you're busy. I'm sure you've got 100 things going on. I can imagine that it just consistently is a battle against compromise, because most of us live in a world with massive competing demands, many things going on at home and at work. And then amongst it all, we're trying to fit in stuff for ourselves, things that we can do to help us improve in those areas. We want to do consistent exercise. Maybe some of us are event driven. We want to try and protect our sleep quality. We want to think about how we're eating so that we can improve our health and all of these areas. And you're doing it in this turbulence and challenge of a life that is full of stress and competing demands. It's really challenging. And here you are today listening to me, and I'm starting to rattle on about Sarah Pianpiano, professional athlete. And you might be listening and thinking, what's that story about Sarah got to do with me? Well, it turns out a lot. When I started Purple Patch, which was in early 2008, my mission was very simple. I wanted to change the way that endurance sports were coached. You see, I had that drive in me that was purpose-driven because I saw at the time a need. After both my own struggles as an elite athlete, but also looking around the landscape of the sport and seeing many committed athletes that were fit and fatigued, just like I was. And when I reflected on my coaching journey in swimming, my athletic journey in both swimming and triathlon, and my backbone of education with a master's degree in clinical physiology, I just refused to believe that this was the way. I thought that there could be a better way. I saw a need. And so my passion at the time was elite sport. I wanted to coach the best. That was it. It was pretty narrow. And my approach that I took to elite sport was polarizing against the grain. It meant that being a purple patch pro under my guidance meant that you were doing things a little bit different than what most other athletes were at the time. Now, I worked the athletes very hard. And I don't want us to misunderstand here. Many people, as my nickname is, the recovery coach, thought, well, that sounds like it's easy. No, I valued recovery to counteract and support the incredibly hard work that we did. And that's why we placed them on an equal playing field. The same as I adopted integrated full season-long strength training to ensure that the athlete could stay healthy, but also maximize the results of their endurance work. And we prioritized all of the habits that fall under nutrition so that we could provide the nutrients and the fuel to maximize the return on investment. So it was a performance mindset that I believed would help an athlete, A, build a platform of health, and B, yield the results to help them get to world class. And yet, it was unpopular at the time. In fact, I was often called a shill or a quick fix merchant or something along those lines. I think I heard snake oil salesman quite a few times as well. And that was okay. But the key part of this is that there was no shortcut to having a Purple Patch Pro excel. And it wasn't easy to enable them to develop over multiple years and then stay at the world-class level. There's nothing easy about it for the athlete. It takes a lot of commitment and a lot of hard work. And as a coaching team, we had to invest consistently and continually look to evolve and improve and keep coming up with ways to help the athlete drive on to greater success. But at the bedrock of this, I had a deep belief that I could only help any athlete and the collection of the Purple Patch Pros excel if they were fundamentally healthy first. I believe that performance was built on a platform of health. And if we could achieve that, and then the results and the predictability of the results would flow from that very premise. And it turns out that we did pretty well. And this is important when we think about this concept today. Because for the first years of my coaching, I was singularly focused on how can I help pros excel. I then extended that a little bit to say, okay, I'm passionate about time-starved amateur athletes as well. And so folks that were very much identifying as triathletes, looking to often qualify for the Hawaii Ironman World Championships or wherever the half Ironman World Championships happened to be that year. But it was a triathlon coaching company through and through. And we might have had a methodology that was polarizing and against the grade, but that was the focus and that was the passion and it was wonderful. Now, this method, as I mentioned, delivered great sporting results at the pro level. It was terrific fun for me, but it was also a great source of pride because we had a really robust track record of equal success across genders, something that I've always been really full of pride about. We also had a rich history in long-term athlete development. So a lot of our coaching relationships started with amateur athletes going on to progressing, to improve, to being managing to actually go pro, to developing as pros, and ultimately ending up being world class. And we had multiple world class athletes and Ironman champions that started as an amateur. And that's every coach's dream. So unequivocally, after multiple years, I could sort of sit back a little bit and be like, well, as an elite coach, I kind of made it. And that's great. But that's not what I want to discuss today. Because throughout those early years, beyond coaching the pros, I also guided amateur athletes, as I mentioned. Ultimately, look, you got to pay the bills. But I became really passionate about supporting time-starved athletes that were seeking to integrate sport into life. And in the early years of my elite coaching that I was doing with the pros, I happened to also work in parallel with a host of C-level executives. And they wanted to benefit from the practices of an elite coach. And so they reached out to me. And that was great. And we had lots of names that maybe some of you guys have heard of. Sami Inkinen, the founder of Trulia. Max Levchin, the founder of PayPal. Carmel Galvin, who was the head of people at Autodesk and then Stripe. We had Sir Michael Moritz from Sequoia Capital. Mark Zuckerberg. Yes, indeed. Erica Bafal from Kirkland. These lists of very high-level, high-profile executives that reached out to me for coaching. And I'm not saying those names to name drop or anything along that, but these were high-profile people. And here I was wanting to make world champions. I was thinking about pros, and I had this host of really interesting and, frankly, inspiring people that I felt like I was learning from as much as guiding in their sport. But what started to happen over not months, but years, is I started to observe something around this group and this type of population that I was working with. And that's pretty simple, and what you would hope is that these executives were getting faster in their sports of choice. Not all of them were event-driven, but they were all improving, and that's great. But what I started to observe that's more compelling for this conversation is that they were taking the method and the approach that I coached them to actually help them show up better in the workplace. And many of them were bringing the principles that I was guiding and applying it in the work arena and also to their teams. And that's something that I started to find incredibly interesting. Now, I want to be clear when I talk about this. This isn't something that I set out to do. It wasn't a specific target audience or anything like this. It happened organically, really incrementally. And I suddenly found myself almost straddling two worlds. I had pro athletes and I had these elite performers in business. And I was working with both groups in parallel. And over time, I started to see consistent patterns. And this group that were time-starved beyond any doubt of a degree and had a lot going on in life, navigating a tremendous amount of stress, and at the same time were improving athletically, but also reporting back and saying, this is helping me show up in broader life. This is enabling me to have more energy. I'm actually applying many of the tools and the strategies to my workplace. Now, I'm not an executive coach. I never was an executive coach. I never claimed to be that. But there were principles that they could absolutely apply to their workplace. And they started to expand that and take it to their teams. Some of the concepts that we talked about that really were just drawn and adapted from my work with professional athletes. So over time, as this started to really emerge and I was really becoming passionate about this, I spent some time to reverse engineer. And I realized something that was incredibly simple. And that's that many of the same lessons that applied to my pro athletes also applied to these executives. And it was an epiphany. It helped me join the dots between elite athletic coaching and what it takes to perform better in any arena in life. Now, what this really means and what this boils down to is that if we are discussing elite athletics, elite executives, or quite frankly, anyone, because this isn't just elite, let's remove it. Let's just say whatever we're talking about, if we are thinking about looking to perform in any arena, many of the challenges that we face are very similar. They really are. Many of them are similar. But perhaps compellingly is that what I've learned over this time is that many of the solutions to these challenges are also the same. Now, it could be manifested in different ways, but there is a simple truth that's important for us all to understand. Performance is performance. Now, I talked about this. This took me several years of coaching to really appreciate. And it was something that I stumbled upon. But it provided the platform for my thinking, focus, and method to apply this elite athletic coaching more broadly across time-starved athletes, business professionals, parents, anyone that is seeking to show up predictably and consistently. So let's dive into this a little bit more. We want to get some traction. So I want to dig in, and perhaps the best way to dig in is ask a couple of very simple questions, which is, what does it take to excel in elite athletics? So that's world-class, to become world-class. What does it actually take to become a champion? And what does it take in parallel to that to excel in business? Whether you're starting your own business, it might be a coffee shop or a coaching company or a hotel or something, or in broader enterprise business, what does it take to really excel in that? And in fact, we could sort of wrap this all around is, what does it take to excel in anything? But let's just keep it to elite athletics and excelling in business. What does it take? Well, in both of these, we can categorize with a few really simple concepts. The first is consistency. It's my magic word of performance also, always. You need to show up every day. And this is very simple. In fact, there would be very few people that would argue against this backbone of achievement in any arena. Consistency is the magic word of performance. You can't excel in business or sport if you're not darn consistent. Good. Number two, the simple fact that success is a journey, and it is a journey without shortcut. Now, that's why those who know, despite the concepts out there in the world of you can shortcut to this, let's do life hacking, here are the five magic bullets, ultimately, there is no shortcut. If you want to shine, if you want to have staying power, if you want to create championships or absolutely magical businesses, there's no shortcut. It takes consistency, it takes hard work, and you better be equipped to fasten your seatbelt and go on a journey because it's also going to take some time. The third component, you need a plan. We all know the saying, hope is not a strategy, and random delivers random results. The key, if you're an athlete, if you're leading a business, is that you need to have a plan and a strategy. Now, all of these so far are very, very simple, but we can join the dots. You don't even need to separate them at all. Intention and planning are key parts of the performance puzzle. Great. What about other aspects? Well, you kind of need to know and understand your competitors. You can't excel in a vacuum. It might not be the same for amateur athletes on that, but elite athletes, you absolutely need to understand your competitors, their strengths, their weaknesses, your opportunity. How do you actually get ahead of them and how do you beat them? You need to develop a set of practices that will enable you to deliver the results and the outcomes that you desire. So much of elite athletics, so much of success in business is backed around practices, habits, things that make up the behaviors that will deliver the results that you want. Very, very important. Let's carry on. You need to be equipped to handle huge competing demands and high-stress environments. In fact, you've heard me talk on this show about how elite athletes develop a positive relationship with stress. It doesn't mean that they like stress. They're not sadomasochistic. They're not just into it for the suffering. but they appreciate that high stress is the thing that delivers growth and improvement. And so highly stressful situations and experiences in training and in competition is something that they realize is a part of the journey to excellence. And that's the same with anything. Anything worthwhile is going to take a little bit of suffering. You're also going to have a lot on your plate. A professional athlete, it's not just in my sport, swim, bike and run. It's not just showing up and doing that. There's strength, there's recuperation, there's sleep, there's navigating your calendar, there's sponsor demands, there's building your brand, there is prehab that you go into it. There is a host of competing demands. You also have directions getting pulled across your sponsors wanting you to do a race versus where the bigger prize money is versus where your heart wants to go. Anything around this is not easy as a pro athlete. It's very challenging. And yet, amongst all of that high stress that you must be able to handle and meet the demands of, in the big moments, whether it's business or whether it's sport, in the big moments, you also need the capacity to step up, to respond, to actually upgrade your level, to go that one level beyond, because the big moments are built on top of the consistency we talked about, but it's incredibly important. You need that to become a champion. And finally, you need a robust accountability mechanism that is set up for you so that ensure that you can hold yourself to account to the actions and behaviors that are going to drive success, to ensure that you remain focused on the right things to drive the performance needle and stay on course throughout. And that's a framework that you need to set up, you need to have in place if you're going to ultimately be successful. And that's really the message there, because those components, the practices and behaviors that Sarah Pianpiano mastered, were the things that equipped her, both mentally, her mindset, and physically, her readiness, equipped her to actually thrive and continue to thrive and become a multi-time champion. Therefore, she can be labeled a champion. And the nice thing about this is that the lessons from her journey apply directly to you. We talked about the other pro athlete being genetically gifted, having a great amount of physical talent. She was born with that, but she failed to adopt practices and habits that can actually develop the other side of sport. Well, we are all born with a certain set of physical traits and even level of intellect, and we can improve that, but there is a genetic component that is out of our control. But everything I'm talking about here, all of the things that Sarah put into action to excel on, none of them are genetic. None of them are innate. They are learnable and they are coachable. It takes commitment. It takes understanding where to place your focus. And it takes consistency. And if you do that over the course of time, you become better equipped to show up better, get better results, and ultimately thrive across anything. Business, sport, life, it doesn't matter. And that's where we join the dots. That's how we find great consistency in life. And that's why I say the lessons from her journey, Sarah's journey, apply directly to you. No matter what arena you chase performance in, that's the reason that I believe that if we take an elite approach, it doesn't mean restrictive, it doesn't mean monk-like, but if you take an elite approach to your life, fundamental to you meeting the demands of your role, unlocking your effectiveness, and giving you more time for yourself, your family, and other important stuff in life, all by just taking an elite approach. At Purple Patch, we believe that everyone is an athlete. We believe in human potential. I believe that you can achieve great things. You don't need to identify as an athlete to actually draw from the lessons of elite athletic performance. You don't need to sign up for an Ironman or a marathon. It's great if you want to, but you don't have to. But I am here to tell you that I do believe that you will benefit from adopting many of the key strategies and principles that elite athletes do. If you go on a journey in which you adopt practices and habits incrementally that build up, and we've talked about this in the show before, a robust platform of health, what we like to label a performance baseline, where you have stable energy over the course of most days, your cognitive function is at its optimal level, that you have mental and physical resiliency. If you can go on a journey where you can adopt those practices to deliver that, you're going to be in a place that you can do better at whatever you want to do better at. And that's great. And you can draw the benefits by also taking on a big, daunting personal challenge. Now, this isn't a call to action just to get healthy. It's not about you just improving by committing to exercise and eating quite well and sleeping and saying that's kind of enough. I think if you really want to take an elite approach, you need to take on a challenge. We used to call it a BHAG, a big, hairy, audacious goal, going for something. And the perfect arena to do that in, because it's risk-free, where you're going to deliver all of the lessons, many of the traits that we talk about with a high-performance mindset, is something in sport, is something in fitness, taking on something that is shit scary, that's really challenging. That's why so many executives love to take on and get trained for a marathon or an Ironman. It's also a reason that we see many time-starved athletes that say, I want to achieve this. It's why I went and raced the Alt route last year, 7 days across the Alps, because it scared me. I knew that I had to get ready, but it also refreshed for me a high-performance mindset, and it was the framework that enabled me to stay committed to the habits that I knew would get me ready for that event, but also I drew from to show up better as a father, as a husband, as a leader of Purple Patch. And so I believe taking on a big challenge in sport is the risk-free arena. But when you've done that as well, you're now suddenly equipped with all of the lessons that you went through to be successful, all of the tools that you developed to navigate the adversity, to stay committed when things got tough, to work out a better path when maybe the road was blocked. And that's a high-performance mindset. And those tools absolutely apply to anything else that you want to do in life. And to end the show today, I'm going to give you a real-life example of this. His name is George Jordan. He's a Purple Patch athlete. And George is, and was and is, committed to sport. It's a big part of his life. Now, I would label him a mature athlete. But George, for many years, chased personal performance in Ironman racing. He was very, very busy. He had a family, but he was committed. And he competed in half Ironman and Ironman racing. That was his thing, and he wanted to get better. And it wasn't easy. In fact, when I reflect on his journey over the last 3, 4, 5 years, he had many challenges, and he faced many of the similar challenges that most time-starved athletes do. He had obstacles in sport. He also had a fair few failures, setbacks, challenges, cramps, whatever it might be. Really struggled on the run, coming off the bike, normal stuff. But all of those lessons emboldened him. I believe that George became smarter, more high performance in mindset, because he developed a toolbox. Now, if we go back just a few years into the middle of the pandemic, when so many of us felt untethered, our worlds were turned upside down, I decided to issue a challenge to Purple Patch athletes. And I said, this is the time. This is the time to take on a big challenge that you can't do competitively in sport, but in any arena in life, go and take on a challenge and go and achieve something, because that's going to help be the tent peg in the storm. That's going to give a framework and a structure. It's going to help you be driven, and you can develop and utilize the tools that you used in your sporting journey to anything else that we could go and achieve. And I issued that challenge broadly to everyone. I said, I think it's a really healthy thing to do. Let's go and do it. Well, just this week, I got an email from George, and this is 3 or 4 years since that challenge was issued. I'd long really forgotten about it. But I'm going to read to you what George wrote to me. He said, in his own words here, he said, "You presented a big, hairy arse goal to all of the athletes. And at that time, I decided to take it on. I'd already competed in Ironman, but I crafted a pathway to become a fellow in the American College of Radiology. That's the FACR. And with the help of my wife, Karen," thank you, Karen, very much, "I sought and became elected as the chief of staff at Sinatra Albemarle Medical Center. That leadership position, along with my professional contributions to the hospital and my community, as well as letters of existing fellows, supported in my acceptance as a fellow. Today, as I record this, I will be inducted as a fellow." Well, goodness me, isn't that brilliant? Congratulations, George. But it's also a prime example for all of us. Because what George did is he simply transferred the mindset of high performance into something that was deeply meaningful in his life and ultimately much more powerful than finishing an Ironman. Performance is performance. If we come back to Sarah Pianpiano, one more little vignette. Sarah, she's now retired. She's a mother. And she decided to take on a new challenge in life. What am I going to do at the age of 40, now that I'm done with this decade-long professional triathlon career? I know, I'm going to start a real estate organization. She's had no background or history in real estate whatsoever. She's 2 years in. She's one of the highest performing real estate agents in the state of Colorado. And why is that? Well, it's not surprising to me. She simply adopted and applied the same mindset and set of practices that she utilized as a pro, turned the corner and applied it in a brand new industry. And performance amplified. And that's because, ladies and gentlemen, performance is performance. I want you to make sure that you leave today not separating the power of the sporting journey from life. Instead, I encourage you to draw the lessons and apply those lessons in your sporting journey directly into any aspect of life that you want to improve in. And that's a sure way that I believe you can get better. With a perspective, thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Take care. Guys, thanks so much for joining and thank you for listening. I hope that you enjoyed the new format. You can never miss an episode by simply subscribing. Head to the Purple Patch channel of YouTube and you will find it there and you could subscribe. Of course, I'd like to ask you, if you will subscribe, also share it with your friends. And it's really helpful if you leave a nice positive review in the comments. Now, any questions that you have, let me know. Feel free to add a comment and I will try my best to respond and support you on your performance journey. And in fact, as we commence this video podcast experience, if you have any feedback at all, as mentioned earlier in the show, we would love your help in helping us to improve. Simply email us at info@purplepatchfitness.com or leave it in the comments of the show at the Purple Patch page and we will get you dialed in. We'd love constructive feedback. We are in a growth mindset, as we like to call it. And so feel free to share with your friends. But as I said, let's build this together. Let's make it something special. It's really fun. We're really trying hard to make it a special experience. And we want to welcome you into the Purple Patch community. With that, I hope you have a great week. Stay healthy. Have fun. Keep smiling, doing whatever you do. Take care.